Title: Building a Signature Jungle Subpatch Beginner, Ableton Live Audio Lesson. Alright, let's build a signature jungle subpatch in Ableton Live using only stock devices. Beginner-friendly, but still legit enough to drop straight into a 170 to 175 BPM tune and make your breaks feel like they've got teeth. Quick mindset before we touch anything. In jungle and drum and bass, the sub isn't just low-end. It's the thing that makes the whole groove roll forward. If the sub is right, your break suddenly sounds more aggressive and more glued. If the sub is wrong, everything feels flimsy or messy no matter how good the drums are. Let's set up a clean, weighty sine sub. Add a controlled harmonic layer so it translates on small speakers. Add tiny movements so it feels alive, and finish with mix-ready essentials like mono control and sidechain. Step 0. Project setup so the bass behaves. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the classic jungle zone, and it'll make your note lengths and sidechain timing feel realistic. Now create a new MIDI track. On your master track, drop a utility and set the gain to -6 dB. This is temporary headroom. You're basically giving yourself space so you don't accidentally mix into a wall right away. You can take it off later, but while you're building bass patches, it's a lifesaver. Step 1. Create the chorus sub in operator. Clean and stable. Drop operator onto that MIDI track. In operator, choose the first algorithm, the one where only oscillator goes straight to the output. We don't want FM complexity yet. We want solid fundamentals. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Leave the level at default. Then check the pitch envelope and make sure it's off. We'll add movement later in a controlled way. Pitch envelopes can make the low end feel inconsistent if you're not intentional. Now shape the amp envelope for jungle roll. This part matters because jungle bass is often playing 8 THS and 16 THS. And if the envelope is too long or too snappy, it won't sit right with the break. Set attack to something tiny, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. The goal is click-free, but still immediate. Set decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds depending on how short your notes are. Set sustain to about -6 to -12 dB. This keeps long notes from overpowering. Set release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so you don't get clicks when notes end, and so it breathes a little. At this point, if you play a note, you should hear a pure, confident sub. It will almost feel boring soloed. That's a good sign. Coach tip: do the one note test now. Literally loop one long note for 4 bars and listen. Any clicks on note start or end? Any weird level jumps? Fix those now, because once you start writing patterns and side chaining, those little problems become a mess. Step 2. Lock it into the right octave. This is critical for jungle. A lot of people lose the vibe just by picking the wrong octave. Jungle subs often lave around F1 to A1. Not a strict rule, but a very reliable starting point. Start around F1 or G1 if you want deep pressure, and move up to A1 if you want a little more audibility. If you go too low, like below E1, it might feel huge on a big system but vanish on laptops and eat headroom. Make a 1-bar MIDI loop. Write a simple rolling pattern, mostly 1/8 notes, with occasional 1/16 pickups. A classic offbeat roll is hits on 1, then the end of 1, then 2, then the end of 2, and so on. In Ableton's grid, think 1, 1.3, 2, 2.3, 3, 3.3, 4, 4.3. Play it with a break if you have one. Even a placeholder break helps you judge groove. Jungle bass is never just about the bass. It's bass plus break interaction. Step 3. Add signature movement, but keep it subtle. Tiny pitch drift. A perfectly static sine can sound like a test tone. We want just a hint of life. Think tapish drift, not wobble bass. Open operator's LFO. Set the LFO wave to sine. Set the rate slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. That's a few seconds per cycle. Set the amount extremely low. Start around 2 to 6 on operator's scale. Assign the LFO to pitch, either global pitch or OSCA pitch depending on your version. And here's the rule: reduce the amount until you're not sure it's on, then bring it up just a hair. That's usually the sweet spot. If you hear obvious detuning, you went too far. You want it felt, not heard. Step 4. Make it audible on small speakers without destroying the sub. Harmonics. Pure sine often disappears on phones and earbuds. The trick is, you don't turn up the sine, you add harmonics above it. But you do it in a way that keeps your low end clean. Option A is quick. Just add saturator after operator. Add saturator. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Try soft sine or analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Then put EQ 8 after saturator. Add high-pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. That rumble steals headroom but doesn't add musical weight. If it gets boxy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz. That's the fast method. It works. Option B is the more producer method, and it's the one that usually becomes your signature. Parallel harmonics. Select operator and any devices you've added so far, then group them. Now you've got a rack. Create two chains. First chain, sub. Keep it clean. This is your actual low end. Second chain, harm. This is where you add the audible stuff. On the harm chain, add saturator and EQ8. On that EQ8, high pass higher, like 90 to 120 Hz. The goal is, the harmonic chain should not contribute real sub energy. It should sit above it. If you want extra presence, you can gently boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, but keep it tasteful. This is Jungle. We're not trying to turn it into a modern snarling bass monster. The harmonics should feel like a shadow of the sub. Coach note: check phase and mono behavior early. Parallel processing can create weird cancellations. Do a safety test. Put a utility on the bass track temporarily and set width to 0%, so everything is mono. Now toggle the harmonic chain on and off. If the low end suddenly collapses or gets smaller when the harmonic chain is on, your parallel layer is interfering. Fix it by high-passing the harmonic chain higher, like 150 Hz, or simplifying the harmonic chain to avoid anything that adds latency or phase shift. Step 5. Tight control. Utility, mono, and side chain. This is where it becomes mix-ready. First, mono the low end. Add utility at the end of your chain, after your rack if you're using one. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz as a safe starting point. This keeps your sub stable on mono systems and stops the low end from smearing. Now sidechain. Add a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. Set auto from to your kick track. If you're using a break where the kick isn't isolated, do the classic Jungle workaround. Make a ghost kick, a separate MIDI track playing a short click or kick sample just to trigger sidechain, muted from the master. That gives you consistent ducking, without relying on messy break transients. Starting compressor settings, ratio 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, that lets a touch of the bass transient through so it still feels punchy. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, adjust it to groove, then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And here's a big teacher tip. Sidechain timing matters more than amount. The when it lets go is the groove. If the bass feels late or lumpy, shorten the release. If it feels nervous and twitchy, lengthen the release a bit. Use your ear more than the numbers. Step 6. Glue it to the groove with simple arrangement tactics. Jungle bass lines often work in 2-bar or 4-bar Cullend response. You don't need a million notes. You need momentum and phrasing. Try this. Bars 1 and 2. Steady rolling pattern. Foundation. Bars 3 and 4, same vibe, but one small variation. Add one extra 1/16 pickup, or add a short rest before a big hit. Silence is part of the groove. Optional slide. In operator, enable glide or portamento. Set time around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Use it sparingly, like on a transition note going into a new bar. Even one slide every couple bars can feel very Jungle, especially if the rest stays simple. Advanced vibe trick. Question and answer without adding notes. Keep the rhythm the same, but change tone every 2 bars. Bars 1 and 2. Cleaner, lower harmonic chain volume. Bars 3 and 4. Slightly brighter, a little more harmonics. It feels like a conversation, even though the MIDI barely changes. Another groove trick. Velocity. Even a sine sub can feel played if accents match the break. If operator doesn't respond much to velocity, map velocity to USCA level. But keep the range small, like 10 to 20%. Then accent notes that land with break accents, and soften notes that would fight the snare. Step 7. Save it as your signature patch. Rename the track Jungle Sub Signature V1. If you made a ruck, hit the Save Disk icon and store it in your user library under Instrument Racks. Make 2 versions, one called Jungle Sub Clean Stable, one called Jungle Sub Harm Translate. That way you can choose based on the track. Some mixes want pure sub and nothing else. Some need that harmonic layer to survive on small speakers. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the actual sub range too much. Heavy saturation below 80 Hz turns weight into mush. Don't go too low with notes. Below E1 can wreck headroom and disappear on smaller systems. Do high pass below 25 to 30 Hz. That rumble is not your friend. Don't leave the low end wide. Stereo sub is weak and unpredictable. Bass mono helps. Don't overdo side chain. Too much pumping can fight the natural push of jungle brakes. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Load a classic style brake, like Amen or Think, and warp it cleanly. Program a 4-bar bass line. Bars 1 to 2 steady offbeat roll. Bar 3 to add 1/1/16 pickup. Bar 4 leave a small gap before the downbeat so the drop breathes. Then create two mix versions, clean sub only and sub plus harmonic chain. Bounce it quickly and test it on headphones, then laptop speakers. On laptop, you should still be able to follow the bass rhythm, even if you can't feel the full sub weight. Then test in mono by putting utility on the master and setting width to 0%. The low end should stay stable. Recap. You built a solid jungle sub with operator using a sine wave and a tight amp envelope. You added tiny LFO pitch drift for personality. You made it translate using saturation, ideally in parallel with a high-passed harmonic chain. You controlled the low end with utility bass mono, cleaned rumble with EQ8, and made it groove ready with sidechain compression that's timed to feel good. Then you saved it as a reusable signature patch. If you tell me what break you're using and what your root note is, I can suggest a tight 8-bar 2-note bass pattern that locks into that specific pocket.